This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. How to Find a Church: Consider These Steps by Steve Naglack. When moving to a new town, the need arises to find a new community. Whether you're moving for schooling, following work to a new town, or relocating to be close to family, it's a time to find new circles and put down fresh roots. Through the process, there is a lot you'll search for as you settle in your new town. But more important than joining the local gym or creating a new bank account is finding a church. With so many church options in some places, finding your new church home can feel like an overwhelming task. Part of my role as a young adult pastor is to help college students find churches near their school as they launch into adulthood. Below is the advice I give to them, which should help you if you need to find a new church home. Listen to their story. As you seek out a new church, listen to what story the church tells. Is it a story that says, "You are stronger than you know, and if you persevere enough, you'll make it"? As encouraging as that might sound, it's sadly a story deprived of the gospel message. The Apostle Paul reminded his audience of the essential good news of Christ in 1 Corinthians 15:1-5. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. For Paul, nothing was more important than knowing the story of Christ's crucifixion and the whole gospel message centered around that. When looking for a church, be sure to hold out for the church that holds fast to the story of Christ and the good news for us. Inspect their guidance. As you begin attending a new church, look to see what it is that guides their actions, thinking, and worldview. Many churches can claim that the Scriptures are their authority, but it takes time listening to the messages and getting involved in the studies to see if this is true or if they rely on human wisdom. 2 Timothy 3:16 is often quoted regarding the usage of Scripture. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. But it is the surrounding verses that remind us of the reason that true wisdom comes from the Holy Writings. It's because they make us wise for salvation found in Christ Jesus. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:14-17 ESV. While visiting a new church, ask yourself what it is that shapes their statements, decisions, and understanding of the world, especially when it comes to hot topic issues. Jesus taught that one cannot have two masters, and eventually each church will have to decide if they will continue with God's word or allow the pressures of this world to erode what they have been taught. When a body of believers has the sacred writings as their guidance, it will help you ground your life on truth, not shifting fads and feelings. Understand their practices. Similar to the last encouragement, it is important to understand how Scripture shapes the practices of a church you see as a potential new home. Again, 2 Timothy offers us instruction. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. 2 Timothy 1:13-14 ESV. Timothy had the benefit of following the patterns he learned from Paul, and we have the benefit of following the patterns we learn from the New Testament. Though many things such as technology, language, and culture will differ from the first century church, we can still understand a lot about a church's character based on how its practices align with the New Testament. For example, one of the young adults from our church recently visited a new church near her college. She was surprised to hear the church celebrating 1,000 dedications in the last year, but only 100 baptisms. Scripture does not speak directly about personal dedications, and while this church was not against baptism, it is evident that they are not emphasizing the need of baptism, although it is a practice readily evident in the New Testament. This church also only celebrated communion once a month. To be clear, there is no scriptural command for taking the Lord's Supper on a weekly basis. However, Acts 2:42 indicates this is to be a core priority for a church, and one that is modeled again later in Acts 27. This is one example of many that can show room for churches to grow to better align with precedents and priorities we find in the New Testament. Look to their impact. Many churches put a lot of energy into their production value, hoping to reach a new audience through what sometimes comes off as a show. True, we should do all things with excellence, but more important than the production is clarity on the product. We see the singular product Paul was after in Colossians 1:28. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This shortened form of the Great Commission shows that the goal of the church is to help everyone first become a disciple, warning and teaching everyone, who then in turn works to become a better disciple, present everyone mature in Christ. All of this prompts some questions to ask when visiting a prospective church. Is this a church where I will be challenged to grow in my faith? Is this a church that is actively seeking to reach out to the lost and hurting? Is this a church where I will feel confident inviting others to join this community? A no to any of those should prompt serious reflection on whether this is the church to join or not. A commitment to make. The four categories we discussed here represent four key aspects to consider when looking at a church, but they also do not represent a comprehensive list of what all to consider. In the process, be sure to pray for the Spirit to lead you and give you wisdom in deciding what Christian community to make a home. In the end, though, which church to join is secondary to making the commitment to find a church. I say this because there may be times in our lives where the options are limited, especially in rural areas. Being committed to the church, wherever we happen to live, increases our chance of making a kingdom impact by helping to renew the passion for God's word in a local church. In doing so, you can live out the commands of Hebrews 10:23-25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.